I'll go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
You're in the doghouse with Rick Watson and Big Dog Sports Talk on the WRAD Talk Network.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
You know what that means? Do you? We're the underdog. We're mutts.
My number one play is the power sweep.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Welcome in to Hour 3, the Power Hour, on Big Dog Sports Talk with Rick Watson. Join the conversation now on the Long & Foster Baker Team Hotline, 540-639-4900, or text Rick and the show at
7-4-4-2990. Three here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Hope you're well wherever you might be. Glad to have you with us. Text line's always open for you, 744-2990. David Teal coming up in about half an hour. But joining us now on the program, our Hall of Fame Power Hour begins with the voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, and the Roth Report.
From the talk of the New River Valley WRAD, it's time for the Roth Report. Now, along with Virginia Sports Hall of Famer, current ESPN broadcaster, and voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, here's Rick Watson.
And good morning, William. How are you?
Good morning, man. It's good to be with you today. How are things?
Doing okay, man. Hanging in there. You know, Radford graduated last week. It's finals week this year in Blacksburg this week.
Yeah, we have graduation this week. So downtown is already a mess. Hotel rooms are $600 a piece.
Ooh,
you know that deal.
Yeah,
right? You know that
yeah.
goes. And do you remember graduation? Just it's so exciting. It's a big week for the kids. It's a great week for their parents. It's emotional. It's everything all in one. And most of all, it's memorable. So, by the way, so congratulations to all the Radford students who are now alums. And a few days early, congrats to the Hokies who are about to join our Alumni Association and our big group of Tech alums on Saturday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a big time. Absolutely. This time of year. And big things as well, because at 10 a.m., you've got, what, Level 7 going live?
Our last Level 7. So this is the second year that Mike and I have our Hokies football podcast. And today's show, I think, will be fun for a couple of reasons, Rick. We're going through our plays of the year of all sports.
Oh, cool.
So we have compiled from baseball and wrestling and women's and men's basketball and, of course, football. All of our plays of this academic year. Now, you know, baseball and softball are still ongoing, and softball's ranked in the top 20, and so it is very conceivable that the highlights of the year for those two teams haven't occurred yet.
Mm-hmm.
But school is done. You know, a lot of kids, I would say at least three-quarters of my students are they finished their projects, and they're already gone. So finals have started, but if you finished them or you had them early or you had final projects and not just necessarily final exams, a lot of our kids are back home. They're
right.
ready to do their baseball teams for the summer, getting mm-hmm. ready to head off to collegiate summer league baseball.
Get them done early and get on to the next thing. That's good. That shows you the capabilities, right? People just get their mind going in the right direction. It's very fun. Very fun to see that develop.
Some of them, right? You
yeah,
know
yeah, absolutely.
There's teachers out there from K through 12 shaking their heads. Yeah, there's some that get it done early. You're happy for them. And then there's the others that, oh, I didn't know that assignment was going to count or something, right? Do I really have to do that?
Oh, that wasn't like just a suggestion?
It's May 8th, and it's due on May 8th, yes. Yeah, yeah. The other thing that we've got on Level 7 today, by the way, Burnup admits, so I hope you guys, if you have a chance, it's fun. Burnup talks about his graduation. You know, Mike admits today, and I did not know this, Rick, so this is, in essence, a breaking story on our show today. Mike didn't go to either of his graduations.
Really?
He had football stuff.
Well, that makes sense.
You know, and the schedule's changed. He said he got his master's degree from Tech. The day of the ceremony, he had a mini camp.
Well, that's right. That's right. He's trying to get his career going after Tech.
Yes. Yeah. And as great as graduation is, when you're trying to make a team, you know how that goes. And then the other thing, we're going to have a very special guest this morning at 10 o'clock on Level 7.
Yeah.
Down in Florida, we're going to... So several weeks ago, do you recall I mentioned that Baxter chased an iguana into the pool?
Yes, I do.
So a lot of people don't know that that's an issue or, you know, what is all of that about. Basically, that they don't believe me because I had to fish the iguana out because my pool guy wasn't there that day. My pool guy, Giacomo. So anyway, long story short here. My pool guy Giacomo is going to come on Level 7 today.
Really?
with Mike and I. And he's going to discuss raccoons and iguanas and whatnot, getting into pools. And again, this will only be about a 1-minute interview. It's going to be short. But I wanted to get him on there because he's become a very big Hokies fan. Giacomo, he's from Venezuela. I don't see him that often, but he's at my pool. He's at my pool more than me. Because he's at that pool every week down there.
And it's a thing, right? That happens quite a bit down there in Florida with the iguanas.
So if you are over by the Everglades over there, you probably have an alligator problem.
Yeah, that's true.
But the iguanas are I don't think they have any natural predator. And as I mentioned on this show, and I've mentioned, we're not talking about the little Geico gecko.
No,
The iguanas, from head to tail, is longer than my dog. Right. Baxter's a golden.
Right.
Yeah. And the tail whips around him, and they get in the pool, they swim like snakes.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
So, they look like dinosaurs. So I have two of them in my yard, okay? We don't go into this much detail in Level 7.
Right. Well, that's okay. It's a nice preview.
I have two of them. I have the guy, I've named him Spike.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you have to.
Because of his neckline.
And Baxter's made friends with him already.
So. Yeah, he has. And Spike, that's the guy. The iguana, he is a thing for Lizzie.
Lizzie the lizard. Okay. So you got Spike and Lizzie. I like it.
And in true African safari lore, or Nat Geo channel, I have seen the flirtation occur on my pool deck.
Gotcha.
So it's a bit. Yes, it's exactly what you think it would be.
The courting's begun.
So anyway, Level 7, 10 a.m. Eastern. Wherever you are, if you're listening to us here in the morning at 8 o'clock, it's already gone live. We replay our show every day at 5.
That's right.
So if you're in the afternoon, it's already been posted.
That's right.
And we've already made international news or fools of ourselves. Level 7. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts, from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, HokieSports.com, or wherever you get it. So plays of the year. It's really good. We've got highlights from all our different sports. We're going to replay them and set them up. And Bashal Tootin's run at UVA is one of them, the kick return for
the
score.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, should be a lot of fun.
All right, very cool, very cool. Baseball regular season winding down for Virginia Tech.
Yeah, it's a weird time for baseball because some kids are missing games because of finals. Hokies play Liberty today at 5:30 at English Field. And then Miami this weekend. Good news for Tech, they've secured a spot in the ACC tournament. And man, the ACC is unbelievable. Again this week, Rick, 6 of the top 12 teams in the NCAA rankings are from the ACC. 6 of the top 12.
Yeah, that's impressive, man.
So they got Liberty today at home. And if it's if you look at your watch and it's 5:15, well, Evan Hughes in the pregame show starts in 15 minutes.
Right.
If If you're listening to us live at 8 in the morning or on the podcast at a different time, you know, Tech and Liberty, this is the second time they've played tonight. Tonight's game's in Lynchburg. Hokies, they had a crazy game with Liberty the first time they played, Rick. They canceled the game or called it off because of the run rule. Liberty, midweek pitching can be interesting in college baseball.
Yes, it can.
Liberty walked 9 batters in one inning the first time they played.
Oops. Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes tonight. Coach Sheff has not named his starting pitcher as of today. The last couple of Wednesdays, Madden Clement started. And his dad was a Boston Red Sox. He pitched last week and did really well. He's a left-hander from Butler, PA, just north of Pittsburgh. Had a great, great spring. He's thrown in the 90s now. He'll be a Hokie starter next year, Madden.
Matt Clement, his dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
You remember?
Yeah, I do. I do. He was Padre for a while. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
All-star 1 year, pitched in the World Series. He was the guy. Do you remember, Rick? There was a line drive. It came back.
Yes, yes. I do remember.
Got him. Line drive.
Got him, whack. Yeah. But, could not get his glove
but,
up.
Madden, he retired 14 straight batters in last week's game against North Carolina A&T. Now, I know it's only North Carolina A&T, but if you retire 14 straight, that means you're throwing strikes. That means you have confidence, right? That's hard in college baseball because that aluminum bat, man, you can make a perfect pitch and they fist it into the outfield for a
loop. Yeah, absolutely.
But and then softball is they're getting ready. The ACC tournament starts this week. Hokies play Georgia Tech tomorrow, and you can watch that on ACC Network tomorrow night. There's 4 ranked teams, including Virginia Tech in the NCAA tournament or in the NCAA rankings, heading into the ACC tournament, and Tech's ranked 17th nationally.
I think they're going to have a good run in that tourney. Feels like they're going to have a big tournament.
You know, it's interesting. Florida State has been dominant, and the Hokies have been dominant, and Syracuse got both. Like Syracuse took 2 of 3 from Virginia Tech last weekend, and Syracuse beat Florida State this week.
Had a big year.
You know, it's still cold up there.
Yeah.
You know, there's still frost on the ground. It's a little gives them a little home field advantage up there.
Yeah, absolutely it does. It's Bill Roth and the Roth Report here on the program. Coming up, Bill's going to get us updated one more time on the SMA, folks. It is exam week over at Virginia Tech. Bill's choice for Baker Team Game of the Week. We have both the NBA and NHL playoffs heating up. And the NRV Heart Clinic top 3. All that coming up with the voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, as we roll along with the Roth Report. Stay with us.
Morning, hon. Breakfast is almost ready. I just love cooking on my new stove. I'm so glad we called Louise to help us sell our old house and find a new one with a larger kitchen. She worked so hard to find us just the right property. I just love it.
This is Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team with Long & Foster Realtors. When you are ready to find your larger space, check us out at nrvhomes.com. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda work hard to find your right space.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg. It has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team of Long & Foster Realtors. Buffalo & Moore in Reiner is pleased to announce they are back to full service for their customers. Dine-in, carry-out, or catering is now available. Call Connie Hale for that special birthday cake, a family-style takeout meal, or a quick grab-and-go lunch or dinner. Bring a friend and enjoy the full menu for dining in. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda remind you to shop local.
First & Main is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First & Main has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull & Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First & Main today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
From the classroom to the studio to the stadium, it's time to catch up on the latest from Virginia Tech's Sports Media and Analytics program. Today's SMA update is brought to you by First & Main, Blacksburg's premier destination to eat, drink, shop, and play.
And we welcome you back. The Roth Report here on BDST and the SMA folks exam week.
It is, yes. Exams started last Friday. Some of our students are already done. Not all of them. I'd say about three quarters. So now it's kind of grading time, which for faculty is a bit arduous and stressful. But for our students in SMA, Rick, they're getting ready to go do their baseball games. Two of them have already been in Salem with the Red Sox because their season started a month ago. But we've got 12 students overall all over the country, from the Pacific Northwest to Texas to the Midwest to the Cape Cod League this year. And excited about those guys and young ladies that will be content creators and play-by-play broadcasters from, some of the most picturesque Falmouth, Massachusetts, out on Cape Cod. Just sounds so great on a July night, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I've never gone to a baseball game in the Cape Cod League, but I think this year I may make a trip up there.
Yeah. What a great weekend that would be, just to be out.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we had been talking, so the analytics are a lot of ratings and return on investment data numbers, that type of things. And we talked about, could this be the year? The Knicks and Celtics have not met in the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA since 1974.
Mm.
Think about that. That's like Walt Frazier.
That's
and
crazy.
Bill Bradley,
yeah.
That's the last time the Knicks won. Well, look who's really good and could be on a collision course.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks-Celtics series did great. I'm sorry, the Knicks-Sixers series. Philadelphia did great in the ratings. And if it would be very good, the Lakers are out of it. It would be very good for the NBA if Boston and New York played in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, there's no question. They want
that so
badly.
Because those markets are so big, and then you'll see the stories. Oh, NBA ratings are up. Well, if the Knicks and or Celtics and or Lakers and or Bulls, right? The top three markets are just so big that if one team is competing in any of those three in the finals, the ratings will be high. But if you've got two of them competing, Celtics, Knicks, it'll be great. And by the way, the NHL, it could happen there too. Bruins, Rangers.
Yeah, right.
Now, if that happened, if you had that, I don't know that that's ever happened. It would have had to happen in the early 70s or before. It hadn't happened. The Knicks haven't played the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals since 74.
Yeah, that's right.
In 50 years. Anyway, it would be very good for both sports. It would be kind of cool to see, by the way, a double New York-Boston combination.
Did the reported numbers of the NBA media rights deal surprise you? It could be over $70 billion.
The crazy thing is, people think ESPN overpaid the last time.
Yeah.
There's a chance it would get Warner Brothers and TNT, Warner Brothers Discovery, out of the NBA game.
Mm-hmm, right. I don't know.
I think it continues to be the top draw for advertisers because sports is live. And that's why 99 of the top 100 shows in our country last year were live sporting
events.
That's
a great point.
And the things that aren't sports that do well are award shows, Grammys and Oscars, that kind of thing, or presidential debates. What do all of those events have in common?
That's a great point. They're all live.
Everything else is on demand. So if there is a live, and it's real drama, right? So we saw there was a double overtime NHL game last night, right? And we've had NBA games go down to the wire here this week. You want to know what's happening, you're watching it live, and you can bet on it live. And it's not like you call it up on demand a day later and binge watch the NBA playoffs. You watch them live.
Watch them
and
live.
And I think
yeah.
that's why, and sponsors yeah. are all about it. And that's why rights fees continue to go up, 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 even though we go, oh my goodness, this bubble is going to break. But we were saying that 15 years ago.
I know. And you've said many times on these Ross reports about the Knicks. You said, Rick, if the Knicks are good, the NBA is going to be
the
just
NBA,
fine.
Exactly.
Right.
If the
and
Knicks
here they
are good, the NBA is good.
That's right. That's right.
They just, I don't know if you saw, Forbes did the valuations of every pro team in the world. And the Knicks are now the most valuable NBA franchise, $6 billion.
Makes sense. It does. Makes
you wouldn't think that. And it does. It has something to do with winning, right?
Right.
It does. But more so, it's your market and your arrangement, with, in their instance, with Madison Square Garden.
Absolutely.
The whole thing is one big conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, you know, it's not only the biggest market in our country, but it's an iconic franchise in the way it's run.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. We do study that. You know the team with the least debt in the NBA?
With the least debt?
You would Ooh. Be surprised. The team, the Clippers.
Really?
Yeah. But they're opening a brand new arena. That'll be a big focus of our class next year. They're opening up an incredible brand new arena. They'll have the nicest building in the league. Maybe the world.
What about for your, speaking of these playoffs, what about your Baker team game of the week?
Baker team game of the week, we're going across the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
Today, you know, the Champions League is going on. If you don't know or follow it, it's the annual soccer club football competition. All the top division European teams, regardless of league, play in the middle of their seasons. So Real Madrid today plays Bayern Munich, and the game is in Madrid.
Gee, that'll be heavily attended and viewed.
That'll be the most watched thing in you. It's at 3 o'clock Eastern, so 9 o'clock prime time in Madrid, and I don't know what time zone. It's whatever. Seven in the UK, 8 in Germany, 9 in, I guess, Spain and Germany, the same time zone. Anyway, who cares? It's a night game.
gotcha.
90-something thousand people there, and tickets are probably €500.
No question.
But you can watch it. ESPN's got it tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good call. All right, time now. It's always a good call for Bill's NRV Heart Clinic. Top three.
Are you ready for today's countdown? It's time for Bill's top three. Now back to Rick Watson.
All right, I'm in the dark, and I love it. So what are we looking at?
No, I did a bunch of research for the Hokie spring game, and I've continued it because I'm going to work on this in a column. Biggest winners and losers in ACC football in the transfer portal. In other words, if you signed 3 or 4 good players from the portal but lost 7, well, did you really improve yourself? So I tried to be objective about this, which for me is a bit hard. But which teams improved the most through the transfer portal? Who are the three biggest winners in ACC football this year in the transfer portal?
Okay.
Unfortunately, Hokies, I think, in my opinion, play 2 of the 3. Like, for example, like Hokies don't play NC State. They lost some guys. They got Grayson McCall, the quarterback from Coastal Carolina. He's really good.
He's good.
In fact, 7 ACC teams are going to have new quarterbacks out of the portal this year.
Right.
So you don't know. But here are my 3 big winners, and I'll tell you why on each. Number 3, Syracuse new coach Fran Brown crushed it. I mean, they got Ohio State starting quarterback Kyle McCord. They got a bunch of dudes from the SEC. Syracuse has completely rebuilt its roster. It had a lot of attrition after firing Dino Babers. I think the new coaching staff would probably say we needed some attrition. I think the one team that has improved its talent level stunningly, shockingly, in the portal is Syracuse. Burnup and I were talking about it. Like, how? Where did the NIL money come from? It's pretty impressive what they did. Number 2 is the Hokies. Because in Kelvin Gilliam from Oklahoma and his peoples from Duke, Sam Brumfield from Middle Tennessee, the Hokies brought in 3 very good defensive players. I mean, Peebles was all ACC last year for Duke. Brumfield was all conference for MTSU. We've seen Gilliam's tape from Oklahoma. Really good players. And that's what the Hokies, they needed some help in the middle of their defense and their defensive line. So I put Tech number 2. Hokies lost 1 player in the portal, a reserve tight end, or someone who played tight end, but not their number 1 guy. But number 1, guess who, Ricky?
Number 1 has to be Florida State.
No.
No!
No, not this year. They did well. Florida State, I'd put them fourth. You know, okay. Last is probably Clemson because they didn't take anybody.
That's right. They never. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
Miami.
Mario Cristobal went big game hunting, man. And he got Cam Ward from Washington State.
Oh, yeah.
Damian Martinez from Oregon State. Yeah. So, you know, two of the biggest Pac-12 stars are going to start for Miami. And Ward is really good. So
yeah, he is a good
player.
Everybody
knows Cam Ward's just Heisman type of guy out there. So those are my top three.
Okay, good top three. Good top three.
Florida, by the way, I got Kamari Copeland as well. He started at West Point, went to a community college, and he came back too. So there was really four big additions for Virginia Tech on that defense. Copeland and Peebles and Gilliam and Brumfield.
Well, have fun chasing iguanas, man. Great stuff as always.
I don't chase them. No. 10 o'clock.
That's true. Yeah,
you know. And good luck. Enjoy the baseball game. Evan Hughes and the Hokies and Liberty coming up at 5:30.
All right, brother. Stay safe, man. That's Bill Roth in the Roth Report. Bill doesn't actually chase them himself. No, that's Baxter's job. We're back. David Teal, the Hall of Famer, joins us. Our final segment on a Wednesday.